Welcome back to Blotter Briefs, Teehee Briefs, quick takes on true crime that might save you some deliberation, in which my esteemed colleague Stephanie Green recommends yet another Pringles for the Ear podcast from Wondery. Counselors in my chambers for Over My Dead Body, and I kind of can't believe that there hasn't been a true crime podcast called that until now, but here we all are together, The Crime. From Wondery's landing page for the podcast, quote, Dan and Wendy are two good-looking attorneys whose wedding is featured in the New York Times. But when this, quote, perfect couple falls apart, it leads to a bad breakup, a worse divorce, and a murder case involving a menagerie of high-priced lawyers and unexpected co-conspirators. From Wondery, the team that brought you Dirty John and Dr. Death, Tally is a story that says as much about love and marriage as it does about justice, revenge, and the lengths some people will go to get what they want. Hosted by Matthew Shear. End quote. The story. I got a PR email about the debut of Over My Dead Body a couple of days ago, and not long after that, an email from Stephanie about how the podcast was, well, green nip. Quote, I love how my two alma maters are producing such great true crime fodder. I get it. My alma mater is more of a war crime kind of a place. Hey, Donald Rumsfeld, class of 55. But we can also claim, among others, Lyle Menendez, Jeffrey McDonald, and Aaron Burr. So I can relate to that perverse interest in fellow alums that one may have suspected of being dicks based on circumstantial graduating evidence, but not to a felonious degree. But enough about Tommy Gilbert, sigh. This story is about Wendy Adelson and Dan Markell, a two-lawyer Tallahassee power couple. Until, that is, Dan came home from a work trip to find Wendy gone, and their kids and most of the furniture with her, except the bed on which she'd left divorce papers. This is compelling enough even before someone ends up dead also, I'll get to that, because there's something about this kind of purposeful vanishing, this dramatic and complete departure, that is fascinating, at least to me. It's the inciting incident of so many novels, both crime and non, and what it incites is a sort of curious dread. Where did the lever go? Why did the lever go? And at the same time, how, process-wise, did the lever go? What did the plan look like? How did it unfold? There's an audio essay from a few years ago by radio journalist Sally Herships called As Many Leaves. It explored the emotional aftermath of Herships coming home to find her spouse and one of his suitcases gone, paired with an email saying he was never coming back, and then, really, no further explanation. As a wife, she was picking through the rubble of what she thought she knew, looking for answers, but she's still a journalist and still in her own story that way as well. Again, that's called As Many Leaves, and I highly recommend it. And speaking of fellow alums, full disclosure, Herships and I went to the same prep school, and I believe she took over from me on the Lit Mag, but it was a long time ago. Over My Dead Body is reported from outside, so it's more focused on learning what happened versus also recovering from it. And then there's the fact that, as of the end of episode 2, the Levy, Dan Markell, has been killed, so it's a true crime joint. But Wendy's leaving Dan without warning or opportunity to negotiate. The similarity of that to a big store con of sorts. The unknowable, unpopped drop of water at the heart of the kernel. That's what hooks me. And here's how you can tell that it hooked me. As with Dr. Death, a story I could easily have Googled the outcome of while I was listening, but didn't, so as not to ruin it for myself, Over My Dead Body is one of those tales you want to follow and let lead you. Host slash narrator Matthew Shear is pleasant to listen to, not too dramatic, not too dry. The podcast gets good tape from people who knew the couple and the circles they moved in, and makes room for the shock and grief of Dan's friends and colleagues, a rare priority in this genre of narrative.
I just left the hotel, I had to go. I remember I left the hotel and went to a bar just to be alone, where a bunch of Italians wanted to talk to me about soccer, and I didn't want to talk about soccer.
And the amount and size of weird intel breadcrumbs is also perfectly considered, like the story of Wendy and her new boyfriend having a fight, making up, going to yoga and it being awkward, and then her sending the boyfriend a no-contact order the next day. There's also the fact that Dan was killed July 18th. More grist for my crackpot mill. In re headline fatal events clustering around the middle of July. But nobody's really going to care about that except me. Should you care about Over My Dead Body? If you like the Dirty John podcast and or Dr. Death, this is the same expert. Well, the word manipulation is unkind. But Wondery is not an outfit that sucks at crafting compelling narrative. And if I've resisted Googling so far, that's a badge of quality. So check it out. Let me know what you think. But don't tell me the ending. Any true crime properties you think I should be starting? Ping me on social. That's Blotter Presents on both Facebook and Twitter. Patreon tipsters get extras like custom recommendation lists and more briefs. Briefs. You can find out more at patreon.com/blotterpresents. And to advertise on a brief or the main pod, you can check out my listing at advertisecast.com. Thanks for listening to today's Blotter Brief. I'm your host, Sarah D. Bunting, and I am always prepared to rule.